Well, someone must have forgotten that it's Friday because we have a lot of things going on right now instead of it being a pretty easy morning. Let's start out with the problem on northbound 95 in Maryland. Now, there's not a major delay, but the problem happened near Route 32, basically just past the exit for westbound 32. That's where we have the tractor-trailer crash. It is still single file left getting you by the crash. Again, with the lack of volume, you're not seeing a big delay. But if that remains there, that delay is just going to begin to grow as more of you get on the roadway. Now, the Beltway, inner and outer loop running well through both Maryland and Virginia. No reported issues. 270 looks good between Frederick and Rockville with your lanes open. In Virginia, the delay on southbound 95 is out of Dale City toward the Truckscales, trying to head into Dumfries. This is where we had the overnight work. At one point, it was just a single left lane getting by. Looks like they may be picking up some cones in the area. Still seeing the right side of the roadway blocked, but you may have more than one lane available to you, but that delay still remains. Now, westbound Route 7 near 28 was a report of a wreck. Northbound on the Fairfax County Parkway near 66, seeing some delays from a possible crash. And coming out of the district, southbound 395 on the 14th Street Bridge. Callers are reporting the second lane from the right blocked with a broken down vehicle. Not a big delay, but something to keep an eye out for. Maybe stick over to the left to avoid any issues. In the northbound direction, it looks good crossing the 14th in the case onto the southeast southwest freeway. From the other direction, I-295, DC-295 in good shape, as is the Suitland Parkway. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.